A good night, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Dvarim, Shabbos Chazayin, Tavshin Ayin Test. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalet, about the fights and the milchamis that Bnei Yisrael had in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Vayetze ha-Amayri ha-Yoshe Bahar ha-Hu l'Kraschem. The Amayri, the Amorites, came out to fight you. Vayirdefu Eschem Kasher Tasena ha-Dvoirim. And they chased after you as the Dvoirim have done. Vayaku Eschem B'Seir Ad Charma. And they hit you and they smote you in Seir until Charma. Rashi comments on the words Kasher Ta'asena HaDevayrim as the Devayrim have done. What are Devayrim? Devayrim, we know, are bees. Ma HaDevayr HaZoyz Kishin Maka Esa Adam Yad Mesa Avhem Kishayu Nogim Bachem Yad Mesim. Just like we know when a bee stings, as soon as a bee stings, it dies, so too the Amayri, as soon as they touch you, right away they will die. And the Mefarshim ask over here a very simple question. It seems that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musar to Klal Yisrael. He's telling Klal Yisrael something which is not good, that the Amayri came and they hit you and they chased you. And here the Pasuk is saying, Kasher ta'asena ha-dvarim. As the Dvarim, as just like the bees. In other words, really it's a Mila. Really it's something which is turned out good. What is it that is the chesaron over here? What's the lacking over here that the Torah has to tell us? Kasher ta'asena ha-devayrim. And the Briska Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Zayas Soloveitchik, says a profound idea. The bee knows that as soon as it's going to sting, it's going to die. Once that stinger is in a person's body or whatever else that he decides to sting, the bee is going to then die, as we said earlier. Why does the bee do it? The bee do it because he is so consumed by having the ability, or he's so consumed by the desire to sting, that he can't stop himself, even though he knows that this is his death wish. Says the Briska Rav, that's the same thing over here with the Amayri. The Goyim knew that as soon as they're going to hit the Bnei Yisrael, as soon as they're going to afflict us, it is going to be a death wish for them, and they're not going to be able to come back from it. However, the hate that they have for us, the hate that the Goyim have for Klal Yisrael was so strong that even though they know that they're going to bring upon themselves destruction, still that hate is overwhelmingly strong with them and they have no choice but to kill us. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. Vayetze ha-Amayri. The Amayri came back. Kasher ta'asena ha-dvarim. They hated you so much. The Goyim hated us so much. They hate us so much that even though they know that this is something that's going to destroy them forever, Still, they go ahead and do something which is self-destructive. And the truth is, we say this in Tehillim. We say this in every Rosh Chodesh when we say Hallel. Savuni gam savuni. B'shem Hashem ki amilam savuni gam savuni. That the Tehillim tells us three times that the Goyim surround us. The Chodi chisyan limpo v'Hashem azaroni. Even though the Goyim know that they're going to fall and Hashem's going to help us, still they cannot hold themselves back from surrounding us and trying to cause us destruction. And as we go into Shabbos of Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av itself, let's keep in mind that what happened over 3,000 years ago, that the Goyim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash to their detriment, as we know that the Torah tells us that they used to bring the Ayin Par, they used to bring the 70 bulls on Sukkos as a kapara for the Umas HaOlam, and still the Umas HaOlam went and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash even though they knew it was good for them. Or if they would have known it was good for them, they wouldn't have done it. But they knew it. They did know that it was good for them. Still, we have to keep in mind that the Goyim are always out to get us. And we need no bigger proof than what's going on today, the anti-Semitism that's on the rise. So this Tisha B'Av, let's keep in mind that we are a target, lo aleinu. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata shmai, should give us a protection, that we should have the Geula Shleima Meher of Yameinu Amen.